This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, the business station. Welcome back. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes, the best of some of our favourite topics, discussions from throughout the year. I'm in the studio with...
Jeff Sandu.
I'm Vinny Raj.
So, space tourism, it was the three of us. Virgin Galactic was soon to become the first publicly traded space tourism company as they seek to raise funds to keep the rockets on. Virgin Galactic projected that it will be profitable on an annual basis by August 2021, with flying their first customers within a year. But the risk, is it too risky to invest this early on? That was the discussion we had. What other hype technology innovations have fallen from this early hype? This was the discussion that we all had on that show. Take a listen. Topic of today is going to be based around how Virgin Galactic intends on being the first space tourism company to go public, even though space tourism doesn't technically exist yet. Jeff, tell us about Virgin Galactic, to become the first space tourism company to go public.
Yeah, so space tourism could be a really big thing, I guess, in a couple of years' time, because Virgin Galactic, which is the company founded by the billionaire Sir Richard Branson, is preparing to enter the stock market by the end of this year. It is through a merger with an existing company. Now, this would be the first ever space flight company to be publicly owned. Of course, there are two other big ones in the sort of like, you know, race to space tourism. Jeff Bezos's Blue Origin and of course Elon Musk's SpaceX. But those are both privately held. And, you know, I guess Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos have enough of cash lying around under their pillow.
I don't know after his divorce, though. I think he's feeling a little bit of a pinch
right
now. Yeah,
but still, I guess there's some spare change in the glove compartment of the cars and enough to fund this crazy idea.
Or a small country.
Yeah, so Virgin Galactic, this is founded in 2004. But they had a setback in 2014 because, and it was acting October 2014, they had the Virgin Galactic Spaceship 2 craft test flight that unfortunately killed two pilots inside. That was a fatal crash. But since then, and actually over the past year, the company has been really successful and they've actually taken two crewed space flight. What's interesting is that more than 600 people have actually paid to reserve spots in future commercial flights. They've put down a collective of $80 million in deposits. And according to Virgin Galactic, it's also on hook for another $120 million by the time they actually visit space. Richard Branson actually said that, you know, millions of people are actually deeply inspired by human spaceflight and would love to become more involved and ultimately experience space for themselves. And, you know, he's not wrong, right? And he also went on and said that he can now, open space to more investors and by doing so, open space to thousands more of new astronauts. So he's hoping that, you know, this will get, you know, your normal regular investors, I would say, who have, you know, some spare cash lying around and want to, you know, start buying into Virgin Galactic, into space tourism. And, you know, I also know that earlier on the day we spoke to Baiza Bai, and he's the co-founder of Ficus Venture Capital. And, you know, I think we will play some clips, because the one thing that I was a little bit taken aback with this is that you're investing into something that isn't proven a success yet.
Right.
Of course, they've got successful test flights and so on and so forth. But, you know, what they're trying to aim here is something that is beyond belief at the moment. So let me just throw you some of the numbers that they plan to pull out. So they showed a presentation to convince SCH that, you know, this is a really good partnership and stuff, right? So in that presentation, the company expects to begin the first commercial service by the first year or second quarter of 2020. That's just, you know, about 7-8 months away now. And they plan to perform 16 flights by the end of 2020, carrying 66 customers and producing $31 million in revenue from those customers and other sources. And then in 2023, the company is projecting to carry out 270 flights carrying 1,500 over customers in 5 vehicles in service. And they say that would produce about $600 million in revenue. And the company expects to hit about $100 million loss next year, but it will break even in 2021 and will reach a $275 million in earnings just the following year in 2023.
I mean, that's the thing. He even goes on to talk about, you know, how they it's about the representation of the company. Richard Branson being the face of that company. As much as you've seen his failures, right, and we've seen his balloon come down and we've seen other bits and things come down, it's Richard Branson, and you know he perseveres and he gets stuff done.
Yeah. It's not like some snake oil salesman kind of thing, right, like just selling you, like, you know, something that doesn't exist. I know, to sell you like miracles and stuff.
Right.
It's the charismatic entrepreneur, CEO, founder that Richard Branson really has, right? Mm-hmm. And there are so many books written, you know, by him and other people about him that you feel inspired and you get, you know, really excited about him, right? But bear in mind, though, this doesn't mean that they're going to be successful, all right? So just a case and example, last month in its first earnings report as a public company, Uber, which everyone knows, you know, was really excited when they went public, they posted a loss of $1 billion over its last quarter. So it's not like entirely a success. What could actually work for them is like the near, so the near-term business model, the business plan is to actually, you know, focus on space tourism. But what if they could actually use bits of the technology to build like a high-speed point-to-point transportation, a Virgin hypersonic jet, for example, right, that could travel at Mach 5. They're saying that, you know, this could perhaps enable trips from LA to Tokyo in just 2 hours compared to the 11 hours in conventional travel times today, right? So, you know, it's elements that you can use in this space tourism thing that even if space tourism don't work, you maybe could use it for something else.
Cutting edge tech brought Mike down to earth, right?
Yeah.
So coming back then, we were all like very excited about this.
I mean, it's not that I dislike you two, but I just want to say I want to really get on board with this.
That's fine. You want to go to Mars all by yourself? We have no problem.
I really, really want space tourism to be a thing.
Be a thing, yeah.
But of course, you know, to be a thing where it's, you know, it's environmentally friendly and, you know, it's sustainable and, you know, I don't have to pay, I guess, like, what, $3,000 on a blanket while I'm trying to get up to space in that movie, you know, that I saw. Like, I really wish this comes true. We're stepping into a new decade, like, just it's a few days away. And I hope that, you know, I will live to see a day where I'm like planning for a holiday and I'll be like, ah, I'll do space this time around.
This time around, I think I'm just going to have a day trip to Mars.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe Mars is too, but just to see the planet Earth
from space. Yes.
From space. Like, that's my dream. I've got a poster of planet Earth taken, a shot of planet Earth taken from space as like my wallpaper ever since, like, I can't remember, 7 years,
that's
8 years old.
That's because you've gone, that's where humans live.
See? You know, a few months after this story came out, Ad Astra started showing in cinemas. Then we went and watched it. And when that movie came out, my perception towards space travel changed because I thought it was going to be exciting and bright and, you know, like so fancy and stuff. And that movie
killed it.
Yeah, yeah. Because it's like, oh, the $125 for a blanket and he went up to the moon and he saw space stations that looked like airports.
Yeah.
Don't let the boy in you die because of Ad Astra.
Because of Brad Pitt.
Brad Astra.
On that note, let's take a break before the boys kill themselves and fall out with each other. No, I think we all love the idea of space tourism.
Yeah,
we all want it. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're talking about the education sector. You are listening to Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9, some of the best bits.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.